Thank you, Thomas. We are now going to have a brief time for discussion. I ask that you put your hand up, and Kevin will notify who will speak next.
Thank you, Thomas. I really appreciated your meditation. It meant a lot to me. One of the most difficult things in any pilgrimage is knowing how long it's going to last and how it's going to end. And I've often thought, well, there were times in my life when I was unemployed, and I thought, if I only knew on what day I would start working again, this would be a wonderful holiday. But life's not like that. It's the questions and the availability of too many options that make the pilgrimage difficult. But like the examples you gave, we're walking together. And I think there's strength, even if we don't know exactly where we're headed or how we're going to get there, we have the strength of being together. Thank you, Thomas.
Thank you, Thomas. I found the story of the Israelites so very relevant to what we're going through now, and I really appreciated your drawing the parallels between. I found it very moving, and I teared up actually while listening. So thank you.
Thank you, Thomas. In our devotionals this morning, we read about a manuscript that we all use our imagination as we paint our manuscript, as we fill the manuscript with ideas and activities and understandings. And our church, in our church, we have created a manuscript. And as I look onto this screen, I see all the different components of that manuscript. And it's a heartwarming feeling that all of you are part of a manuscript that has been created over the years.
Thanks, Thomas. That was profound. I too found my eyes misting over. Yeah. I found a lot of parallels in thinking with the whole exercise of being a parent, which is a constant exercise in holding on and letting go. And we try to find some right balance in that. And some people find the right balance and some don't quite find the right balance, or it's control their children in their 40s. So I really appreciated your words, because I think that we are certainly experiencing that journey of in-betweenness. And thanks so much for your thoughts. It's wonderful.
I too appreciate very much what you said about the in-betweenness and place and journey. I have been on a journey very often in my life. I had to leave places and found new places. I tried to enjoy them as much as I could, and I will still do that. I remember when Hildegard, before she died, she said, "I'm not afraid to leave, and I'm curious what comes afterwards." So we can always expect something new and enjoy that as well.
Hello, everyone, and thank you, Thomas. I was thinking as you were speaking that it's not only a spatial in-betweenness between here and there, it's also a chronological in-betweenness, because as I hear people speaking, so often we reflect back to events of the past and give them a new meaning in terms of our present experience. And this then also shapes new expectations for the future. And so that crazy word eschatology seems to be something we're really living these days as we reflect back, like even your reflection of Fiddler on the Roof took me back to my cousin who passed away, who loved that movie and who referenced it many times. And so, you know, I thought of her in the past, I think of her children in the present proceeding without her, and just the chronology, the in-between chronology is another factor that's so evident in our commentary of this present day experience.
I really too appreciated your talk, and I too teared up because none of us, I love the phrase, being in the world is marked by in-betweenness. And it just reminds me of Walter Brueggemann, a theologian who talks about orientation, disorientation, and reorientation. And we are in that disorientation of not meeting in person, meeting via Zoom, and feeling, some of us feeling isolated. But I also, and so I really appreciated it, but I also want to tie it back to Veronica's message last week. But we had hoped. And it just reminds me of the Emmaus Road where, you know, the disciples were in this in-betweenness. But when they had someone to talk to about it, that changed them. And Jesus created that sacred space for them to process their journey. And it just also reminds me of what Veronica shared about stay with me. And I think that in this time of in-betweenness, to stay with one another, to stay with God, as we journey together. And so I also want to share that phrase, but we had hoped, you know, we had hoped, Point Grey had hoped to move into this new space. But Jesus reminds us to stay with him. And even this week, I was companioning a family who had hoped that the cancer treatment was going to work for their little boy, and it may not. You know, and so we continue to walk beside those who had hoped, but were reminded to stay with him, even in these times of disorientation and in-betweenness.
Yeah, this the topic is very universal. We come into it so often, and I'm thinking now, especially what Laura said about time and space. Since early 20th century, Einstein has been working on this problem. What is the difference between space and time? Aren't they in fact the same? And he concluded that they are in fact the same, even though it's very difficult to understand. But you can see it in other ways too. And I was thinking of much the same thing that has already been said. It's both flesh and spirit. We're both good and bad, and in that sense, we're always on this journey that we all have talked about. But I'm very thrilled to know that that's actually part of the universe, and so we should all be, because that's our home.
I wanted to remark about The Fiddler on the Roof. That's been a favorite of many musicians, and we sing parts of it at various times, and we sing. Some of the pieces are sung for weddings, and some of the pieces are sung just as part of the whole thing. It has been a remarkable addition to the musical world. I'm glad that Thomas referenced it.
One other thing I wanted to share is that it's unusual to see the speaker delivering a sermon with his wife or partner beside him, and it was kind of lovely to see both Thomas and Kara sitting there in what looks like our chapel as you spoke to us. So this is an interesting mode of receiving words from each other. I appreciated that.
Yes, it was such a remarkable sermon because it brought up exactly what so many of us feel about leaving the Menno Simon Center Chapel, and also not just leaving, but not having had the opportunity to say our goodbye in person at the chapel. The emotions over 34 years that John and I have been there has been very deep. We're very attached to that place. And it is, we also have great hope and anticipation for what is to come. But I think it's appropriate and lovely to celebrate today our deep love and emotion for the place that we enjoyed for so many years. Thank you.
I just would like to thank Travis too for your worship leading. I think you set a good example for us as we try to figure out how this is done. So thank you.
Yeah, Thomas, I like that reference to Fiddler on the Roof as well. And what really struck me is that it's a community with a common origin, a common goal, moving along together, like we were as a fellowship, but we, being separated from each other, it really emphasizes the difference between us and the rest of the city. And now that we don't have our common gathering on Sunday morning to fall back on, how do we bring this sense of relationship out into the world? How do we enlarge our circle? How do we see whether there's other people also on this journey with us? I'm thinking of my next door neighbor who I've become a little closer to in this lockdown because he's spending more time at home too. And he has some struggles, obviously. So, but I don't know where to access this. I don't know that he'd feel that welcome. I'm just not sure how to broaden our circle. Any thoughts?
I think the Acts passage helps us in that our waiting is connected to mission, that that Jesus says, wait here until you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, and then you will be my witnesses. So I think that we're a people on a journey, but as we journey, we're always inviting others to come with us on this journey. And I think this situation of COVID has helped us to realize, in many ways, our connection to the broader world. Like the Christian community cannot pretend to be self-enclosed and isolated. What happens to the world happens to us.
Many years ago, I had the privilege of directing the musical Fiddler on the Roof. And so your reference, Thomas, was very personal for me. I can still see the setting and the individuals, actually, that were good friends. And I want to piggyback a little bit on what Andre said, because I think there is a strength here for us in this in-betweenness, and that relates to being a community. I'm concerned about those who are alone. It would seem to me that extended aloneness has very strong negative potential. I'm not sure how we address that. Those of you in our congregation who are single, I'm praying that you have opportunity to be with others. I know many of you do that, but we may have neighbors that are alone. How do we address that when we have to maintain distance? I think the community in Anatevka found its strength in being together, and I think that's how we find our strength and our even joy in this pilgrimage, in this in-betweenness, because we have a common common thing that draws us together. And it's not just a Sunday morning thing. It's every day. So that's a concern I have. I don't have a resolution or an antidote for aloneness. But I think that's where my prayers are for people.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for sharing.